A little less than a year ago, Checkerspot Brewing had just opened their brewery and taproom and was brewing and pouring beer as construction continued. Now the moment that co-owners Judy Neff, Rob Neff, and Steve Marsh so patiently waited for has arrived. I stopped by the brewery yesterday and talked with Checkerspot's Steve Marsh and Judy Neff.
Now everything is complete. We have a full completed two-story addition. So we've basically quadrupled our taproom size. So we have the original taproom with the bar downstairs, a beautiful front addition that has tons of natural light, tons of windows. And then you can go upstairs and we've got another even bigger bar and a kitchen, which is great for really busy days.
And this weekend is a big weekend.
It's our big construction is over party, which happened to coincide with May the 4th, which is a huge holiday in so many different worlds. There's the May the 4th be with you for Star Wars fans and the Cinco de Cuatro for Arrested Development fans like me. And so we are doing May the 4th be with you for Cinco de Cuatro. Construction is over, unveiling of the second floor party.
Checkerspot Brewing's second floor features a second bar and a full kitchen. The kitchen will focus on beer-centric foods with local cheeses, meats, and produce. Beyond its great lineup of beers, Checkerspot Brewing always has cask beer. There is a distinct art to making good and interesting cask beer, and Steve Marsh is an artist.
We're going to do a Kilderkin, which is 2 times the size of a cask. So instead of being 10.8 gallons, it's 21.6. It's 160 pints, so I hope everybody comes out and helps us finish that real quick. It's our invisible pink unicorn, which is very special in itself. It's got lots and lots of hops in, and we actually put some extra hops in the cask. So a big cheesecloth bag, and they've been sitting in there, and we put some local honey, too, from the Maryland Honey Company.
And with tomorrow being Derby Day and the start of the race to the Triple Crown, Checkerspot is brewing some specially themed beers.
It's the Triple Crown series, so we just released the Triple Crown Mint Julep this Wednesday. So we've already kicked one keg, got a couple more, but we will be holding back a final keg to be tapped at 4 o'clock on race day. So May the 4th is a big day. Got the Kentucky Derby. We'll have that on TV with sound at 6:45. Everyone can drink their mint julep beers and watch the Kentucky Derby.
The tap room features reclaimed wood and furniture, driftwood tap handles, label art designed by Adam Miller, and lots of delicious Checkerspot craft beer. This year, May 4th isn't just Star Wars Day or the day for the Kentucky Derby. It's Checkerspot Brewing's "The construction is over and the second floor is open" party. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Liquor Pump, 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.